and you and blue. The night is heavenly, and you are heaven to me. Lovely you and blue Hawaii, with all this loveliness. There should be love.
To talk with George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. To talk to George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 800-825-5033. To talk to George toll-free from west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may talk to George by dialing their in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. Live from the beautiful island of Oahu, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
I've got my big event tomorrow for KHVH. We're going to meet Coast to Coast listeners from Hawaii, and then I'll be popping back on a plane coming back to Los Angeles. And I did not want to miss the show tonight, so I am here. Took the early flight, almost a red eye, after our program last night in L.A. By the way, anybody in Hawaii, if you want this Space Patrol book, which I have, because it is much too heavy for me to fly back with it, I'm going to give it to Sam Mills, who's one of the promotion people here at the station. Just those of you in Hawaii, if any of you want to call Sam Mills on Monday, and I'm going to tell Sam to send you this book for free. It's yours as just a present, and I'll even sign it for you, even though I didn't write it, but I'll do that. Call Sam Mills at the radio station here, but those of you just in Hawaii, one of you can get this Space Patrol book, okay? Now, we will be back. Full Moon Friday open lines now. Get ready. Anything goes. In a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And I do have fast blasts here, too, by the way. So everything is normal, and if you want to send me some messages, I still get them. Let's go to the phones. Let's get going now. 2 hours of some great Full Moon Friday open lines, and we'll start with you, east of the Rockies. Hi there.
Hi. I have a ghost story for you. My
great.
Name is Anna, and I'm calling from Nanticoke, Pennsylvania, W-I-L-K land.
Well, welcome to the program.
My goodness. I guess it was about 20 years ago, or better, recently divorced, rented a house to move in. From the first night we lived in the house, we couldn't get any sleep. It seemed to start right about 11 o'clock at night, and you would hear this bang, 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 a pause, bang, 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 and it sounded like somebody pounding on a wall, and this went on every blessed night, and after about a month, I had had it.
Now, was this was a single-family house, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And anyway, I had asked questions of the neighbors, and it turned out that a lady had died in that house. She was an elderly lady, had gone up to her attic to get her Christmas decorations, fallen and broken her hip. And the only way she could try to get any attention was by banging and hoping she would make enough noise to be heard outside. And so we did move, of course. But I kind of figured that that was her spirit hanging on in there, continuing to bang to try to get noticed.
You're absolutely right. I had a story just this week on a woman who fell into her bathtub. And she got stuck. She was too weak to get out. For 12 days she was in this
house. Heard that. I listen every night.
And how did they find her? They heard her banging on the wall.
Yes. But I thought, well, this would be a good one for a Friday night full moon show.
It sure is. But now, did you leave the house because of the banging, or were you going to get out of there anyway?
I left the house because of the banging. It was impossible to get sleep, and my children were 10 and 12, and it really had them spooked.
Oh, I believe. Now, were you renting, or
did
you
own the house? Yeah, we rented it. Like I said, I recently divorced. Our home was up for sale. I needed a place to rent just, you know, to get till things were settled out. And so we just couldn't stay there. Apart from not, never did anything to harm us or interfere with our lives except trying to get our attention every night.
So what did you tell the landlord when you left?
Exactly what I told you.
Oh, you came clean. You were honest with him, huh?
Absolutely. And I said, you know, he really needs to tell the next people. Because the first question I always ask, now, even this home that we recently bought, the first thing I want to know, did anyone die there, and what were the circumstances? Because I do believe that it is possible for places to be haunted. And friendly spirits are fine, but ones that disturb your sleep or are unfriendly don't make for good living conditions.
You got that right. Thanks for the story.
Thanks for listening.
Appreciate it. Next up, let's go to our first-time caller line. You are on Coast to Coast. Where are you calling from? Hi.
Hey, this is Jim, Pensacola, Florida.
Hi, Jim. I spent a couple weeks down there with the Navy many years ago.
Oh, well, I'm glad you missed it last September.
Yeah, tell me about it.
No, I'd rather not.
No,
I think
I
you know what I mean.
I sure do.
Yeah. You mentioned full moon Friday, and as a matter of fact, let's see, the full moon means the moon is opposite the sun, right?
The full moon means it's opposite the sun, and we're getting a direct look at it, yes.
All right. If you can see it, it's totally fogged here. But anyway, it's right next to Jupiter.
I can't see it. I'm down in Hawaii. I can't see it. It's cloudy here.
Okay. Well, for your listeners, the moon is right next to Jupiter.
Okay.
And Jupiter is square to Saturn. So Saturn is square to the sun as well. You put the moon in that line between, Jupiter and the Earth and the sun, and put a square angle up to Saturn, you've got the best possibility for earthquakes.
And you are absolutely right. And I have not checked to see if we had any worldwide tonight, but I bet within the next couple of days we're going to get some.
Or that reports of some will come through.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it takes a day or two for those reports to come in.
Yeah, that's true. As a matter of fact, if anybody can do that, because I can't do that now, do some website checking. You know how to do that. And fast blast me and let me know if anything has popped in. And to me, 6 magnitude and up, that's a pretty big size.
Well, those are the only quakes we ever predicted. I worked with this fella named Dr. Campbell about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And we predicted the earthquakes between 79 and 82 and had an 80% success rate of knowing when they were going to be. And they were going to be larger than 6 on the scale.
And was it the same technique that you just mentioned? Is that what you used?
Basically. There was lots more involved, and I just don't have time to go into it.
No, I understand, but you're very close to what Jim Birkeland does. He's a former geologist, and his predictions are pretty uncanny as well. But it sounds like both of you are talking about the same thing.
Oh, I'm sure. I've just been out of touch with it for a while, but anybody that's out there and they have a clear sky, go out and look at it. The moon and Jupiter is mighty pretty.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. We'll monitor that, and because I too, when I knew tonight was going to be a full moon, Friday night, I said, you know what, earthquake time, here we go again. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, Joe. George.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Sean Lattimore.
Sean, are you? Where are you?
I'm calling from Pasadena, California.
Oh, okay. I know that. Hey, your radio's on. You got to turn that off.
No, it's off. I have the TV on.
Just turn it down a little bit.
Okay, I didn't turn the TV off.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. I'm watching the news.
How old are you?
13.
You have permission, I'm told, right?
Yes.
from your parents to call.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to our buddy Bad Boy, who came up with this formula for us to get young people on the air.
Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad you checked with them, and what's on your mind?
Do you want me to start my dream first, or?
Well, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
It's your phone call.
Okay. I have a question.
All right.
Last night, a guy named Ken Hansen.
Ken Hansen.
Hansen was talking about Adam and Eve last night, and he said that Adam had a lot of wives, and I was wondering how many wives did Adam have?
Two.
Two?
That's what he said. He said two. He had one, and he got rid of her, and then he got
eight.
And then he got Lith, L-I-L-I-T-H, and then Eve.
And who?
Eve. E-V-E. Uh-huh.
Lith and Eve.
Yeah, why are you so interested in Adam and Eve?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. What's your next night?
Okay. Last night, or a couple of days ago, I had this dream. And in my dream, I was going downstairs to get something to eat.
Okay.
And I saw these people. I don't know what they were. And they kept telling me to come here. And I shook my head, no. And then they're standing, by the TV. And then they were waving their hand, acting like they're about to talk, like say hi to me, but they didn't. But they showed me the screen, and it had a TV inside, and it looked like this girl was yelling for help.
Oh, really? And then you woke up?
Yeah.
Did you tell your parents about that?
No, I just told them tonight.
Okay, what'd they say?
I don't remember. I was just so interested in talking to you about it.
Do you have dreams like this a lot?
No, not like this one, but sometimes scary dreams, like when I'm jumping off of a tall building.
Yeah,
like
well, I've done that. Wow, you don't want to get killed. How are you doing at school? Everything okay?
Yes, everything's okay.
All right, good. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, bye. Demographics of this program now skew from 12 plus to 180, which is where I am. Let's go to our next wild card line. It's your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
My name is Justin. I'm living in New York City. I was actually calling about the Amityville Horror House because I actually, in 1995, lived there for about 2 months.
You lived in that house?
My mother was a realtor, and she didn't know what the big deal was about that house. And so, you know, as dumb as she was, she bought the house. And the first day we moved in there, our cat was walking through the living room and just collapsed and died.
Yeah, that was not a good house to be in.
Well, I was 10 years old. I knew nothing about it. And, of course, you know, my parents weren't going to tell me nothing about it. But
What else happened over 2 weeks? Just that episode?
Well, we were there for 2 months, but within the first week,
2 months.
My little brother, he got really sick, and he stayed sick up until the day we moved. And no kidding, about the same day that we moved, he just got better.
When did you finally realize that that was the house that we're all talking about?
I was watching the TV. Watching the movie that's about to come out, and my mom told me, you know, she's like, you know, that's the house we used to live in. I was like, no. She's like, you remember how you used to get in trouble for, because I said you were up in the middle of the night slamming the doors. I was like, yeah. I was like, I was never the one that was slamming the doors. She's like, huh? She goes, that's the house, and I see the picture of the house, and I remember it, and that's creepy.
It sure is, and I understand, by the way, that Defoe, who's in prison for these murders, is very unhappy of the movies and everything else that will be coming out, are coming out, because he's not making any money in the deal. Can you believe that? Let's go to our international line. You're on Coast to Coast, and welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hi, George. My name is Rachel. I'm calling from Saskatoon. How are you?
Fine, Rachel.
Good. Well, my question, George, is I have a really interesting ghost story to tell you, but I have a question. I'm just curious what your opinion is on it.
Okay.
If there is only one God, why is there so many religions?
Well, let me back into it by saying a lot of the religions believe in one God, and I think they all back into the same thing, but they just have different interpretations of what God may be.
Okay. Well, that's a very good answer. Now, I want to get into my ghost story. George, I was recently in North Dakota, and my nephew passed away, and I was visiting his grave spot at the cemetery, and I saw a beautiful black lab sitting at one of the headstones, or near one of the headstones. And I really didn't think much of it. It was about three headstones away from where my nephew's buried.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching this black lab. He was just unusually beautiful. And as I was watching him, he basically just disappeared into like a mist, like a foggy mist. And I kind of had to stop and gather myself. I walked over to where this dog was laying. And mind you, it was probably about 20 degrees in North Dakota at the time. And I touched the ground, and it was probably about 80 degrees. It was extremely hot. And this was about a week ago. I just had to call and share this with you.
How close was he to your nephew's grave?
About three grave headstones away.
Three headstones away. And was he closer to other headstones, or was he just that far away?
Well, he was sitting right next to this particular headstone, and I looked at the headstone and the person that died about a year ago. So I don't know if this was a beloved pet of somebody that had passed away or what exactly the situation was, but this dog was there just, you know, in life form, and then next thing you know, he was an apparition, just like a foggy mist, and disappeared.
And when you look at something like that, I mean, do you question yourself? Do you go, you know, is something happening to me?
I did. It was very, it wasn't scary. It was, I really didn't know really what to think of it. I didn't feel I was in danger. I guess I didn't feel, I don't know if it was directed at me or not, or if it was a sign or what it was supposed to mean, but it was definitely an experience I'll probably never go through again.
No. Let me tell you, though, there's no doubt in my mind that animals cross over, too. And maybe in this particular case, you know, he was familiar with that person who died, and he was by that tombstone. Did your nephew have a dog like that at all, do you know?
No, he had a couple of cats, but that was it.
That was it. Okay.
Right, and I guess, like I said, the part that just really made me think that, yeah, this did happen was, like I said, when it's 20 degrees in North Dakota and the ground is 80 degrees where this dog was laying, that's just, I don't know if it was just the energy or what it was, but it was utterly amazing.
Well, I tell you, it makes you wonder. Sometimes you think, well, did I blink and did this dog run away somewhere? No, something happened. I'll tell you that. Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, Mr. Norrie. How's it going?
It's going well.
Hey, I was going to say something. Last week, I happened to, you know, been getting something to eat late at night and whatnot, and I heard this noise going down the hallway. I thought it was my father, you know, walking, getting something to drink maybe, or going to the bathroom. But no, I happened to peer into the hallway, and all of a sudden this apparition comes walking towards me.
What was it?
It was like a silhouette, but it was like a ghost, because I could make it out, kind of. It had kind of like feminine boots, like dressed like, you know how people used to dress in the 50s, women?
Yeah.
Like they were going somewhere fancy. You know what I'm talking about? Like a wool kind of like suit, coat, jacket.
That must have scared the heck out of you.
That's what this thing was wearing, and it was walking towards me, and I did not want to get, from what I heard, if a ghost walks towards your body and enters it, some weird stuff can happen. Is that true?
That's very true. Absolutely.
I got out of the way.
Yeah, well, that's probably a smart thing to do. And did it disappear, or what happened?
No, what it did was it turned around. It walked back the other way and disappeared in front of me. I watched it like it's just like it walked into some type of portal.
And, you know,
I walked up to it, and it was cold like a draft.
This is fascinating to me that all these are happening to people. And again, did you question yourself? Did you say?
No, I've experienced this ghost before because it said my name. Like,
all right, who do you think it is?
Don't know. It smacked me before, and it has punched me in the face.
You've got a ghost that punches and smacks you? You got to be careful with that. Absolutely be careful with that ghost, because it could, you know, it's going to hurt you. I'll tell you, what time is it? It's 2 hours earlier than it is in Los Angeles. I got to get used to this. because it's moving along faster than I thought. Well, full moon open lines continue, so I'll be back in a moment. But let me give you our website and an email if you want to ever reach me. It's george@coasttocoastam.com. It's that simple. Our website is coast to, and you've got to put the T-O in there. Some people forget. coasttocoastam.com. Lex was telling me we are now up to close to 2.9 million hits a week. Just incredible. I'll be back in a moment. Open lines continue right here on Coast to Coast AM.
Get it in writing with the After Dark newsletter. Subscribe by calling 1-888-727-5505. Line at 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. To talk to George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 800-825-5033. To talk to George toll-free from west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may talk to George by dialing their in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. Live from the studios of KHBH News Radio 830 in Honolulu, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Aloha, George.
Well, it looks like there have been about 20 earthquakes in about the last 20 hours. Now, that's not normally unusual for this planet, but it is happening around the full moon again. So, you know what, you could probably expect more, and you can expect more full moon open line calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
To talk with George.
And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, live in Hawaii, and let's go right back to our open lines. I can't believe how fast this night is going. Let's pick it up by going west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Allie calling from Des Moines, Washington. Listening
Hello.
To you on KVI 570.
Sure thing. How are you?
I'm really good tonight. A little disappointed, though. Went out to Yelm to have a celebration for the budding tree full moon ceremony, and we can't see the moon here on Puget Sound either. It's all cloudy.
I know it. It's cloudy here. But you know what? The good thing about the moon, every month it does it again.
Yes. And one thing about the earthquakes that you were saying, looking at the tide chart, we're not in minus tides. So the water isn't doing any great shifting out there right now. So that's a factor that maybe should be figured in.
And is that a good thing with earthquakes?
Well, if you have minus tides, you have extreme high and low tides, and with that water moving, I would think it would affect the plates and all of the things.
But
that
you know what? That could change at any time, couldn't it?
What, the tides or the?
Oh yeah, I mean, in a couple days, it could go from a minus to a positive.
Well, yes, but they go with the moon. But right now, we're not going through a period of minus tides.
You sound like you're a geologist.
No, I'm a sailor.
Are you really?
Yes.
Where do you sail?
What do I sail? Or where?
Yeah, both.
Well, I've sailed a lot of boats. I used to race sailboats and work with boats. And Puget Sound, charter boats, different places in the world. But why I'm calling, George, is driving from this full moon ceremony from Yelm, Washington, back here, listening to you during the first hour, you mentioned something about not knowing ghost stories in Hawaii?
No. I was talking about ghost stories in Hawaii.
Well, in April of 97, I went to Oahu for my first time, checked into the hotel. When I went to bed, I turned on the radio, and I discovered Art Bell. And Art Bell was interviewing Dr. Glenn Grant.
And?
Well, are you familiar with Dr. Glenn Grant?
I've never interviewed him.
He wrote the, and I'm not sure I say it right, the Obake Files.
Okay.
Which are ghostly encounters in supernatural Hawaii.
He calls it the journey
into the chicken skin lore of the island.
Yeah, I know. When I got here today, they said that this entire area is loaded with ghosts everywhere.
Well, it amazed me that the night I would land in Hawaii, I would hear him. I went out, I bought the book the next day. I was there for a month and a half.
And I was living in
some of the areas like where the Menahunes were, and it's so enriched by stay in Hawaii having that book. And he would make a great guest to have on your show again.
So he's still out there, huh?
I have no idea. I heard
right.
April of 97.
I'll check it out because that's 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we'll check it out. Next up, let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, George. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Where are you?
This is Andrew from Clearwater, Florida.
Hello, Andrew.
Right next to Terry Schiavo, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's not
a pleasant
situation.
It's really getting out of control here. Two things I want to talk about. I'll talk about that in a second. Earlier, you were talking about the number 11 with numerology and stuff. I find it. I work overnight security. Which I'm actually working now, and when I come on duty, I start about 10 o'clock, and every night, without stop, I look at the clock at 11:11 every night.
Is it at a point now where you're beginning to just say, how does this happen?
I do. Every night I look at them like, it's got to be 11:11, and I look, and sure enough, I don't know if it's the numbers just or what.
Well, you're not alone. It happens to me and probably millions of other people now, and it's some kind of an awareness. But once you're locked in on it, it doesn't go away.
Yeah,
I see it. You know how you have the little time icon on your computer down in the corner?
Yeah.
Same thing. I'll look up. It's 11:11. I've got a huge digital clock in Los Angeles in my studio. I'll look up. It's 11:11 or 1:11. I can't get away from it.
The numbers kind of get us alive.
About
Terry Schiavo, I've been following. I mean, I'm 20 years old myself, and this actually started when I was like 5. I can't believe it's been dragging on forever. And I side with the family, but it's just getting so out of control. I mean, they're arresting 10, 11, 14 year old kids over this. And
This is I'll tell you what's so bad about this. One, it's dividing the country. Two, it is so sad to see. I saw the little kid today being taken away. It was his idea apparently to tell his father to drive into Florida and let's try to get her some water. They arrested somebody today who tried to solicit people on the internet to murder Michael Schiavo.
$250,000.
Yeah, they picked up another guy who wanted to break into a gun store, who wanted to, blast his way. It's just, the whole situation is just bad. And, the bottom line here is, whether one believes that Terry is capable of doing anything on her own or not, the point is that she can breathe on her own. She's being starved to death. Feed the poor woman.
Yeah, I look at it. I mean, I'm 20 years old. If you starve a dog in Florida, you're going to jail for animal cruelty. If you starve
absolutely. You are absolutely.
Also,
if you own horses and they're malnutritioned, and somebody calls the Animal Protective Association or the Humane Society, those people can be cited, fined, put in jail. But you do that to a human being and nothing happens. Doesn't make any sense.
And then I completely run the other way because I'm in support of the family. But then I look at, look how much Congress and the president and the governor, and they're all involved with Terry Schiavo, and it's a private matter. But now take a look. Look at Jessica Lunsford, the girl that was murdered and abducted by that sexual offender.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
Yes. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
What a sick-looking guy he
is. And we can't keep control on them, but we can stick our nose in everyone else's business.
Well, and let me tell you, I do not mind the courts taking this issue, and I would have hoped that the courts would have ruled the other way. They have not. But I do not like government to get involved in trying to make legislation either way, quite frankly. Either way. I just don't like government involved in our lives. And it just seems that no matter what, they try to get involved. And it's just, the whole situation is unfortunate. She is one tough person. Let me tell you something now, because it's now been a week. And yes, doctors estimated that she would be from 1 to 2 weeks, and she's in that window now. And, just as I said last night on the program when Alex Jones was on, just say a prayer for her, and who knows what will happen, but at least for her soul. Let's go to our international line. You're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
George, my name is Oscar. I want to introduce myself.
Oscar?
Yes, Oscar. I was killed in 1936. By my brother, and I'm currently the son of Satan. I'm a demon. I bring you no harm.
Well, that's nice of you, Oscar. Now, how did you find this program?
I listened to Coast to Coast for many years.
When you were living, I assume.
No, I died in 1936, George.
Well, I don't think Art was on the air then.
No. I listen through other people. I enter people. And I leave people as I wish. I listen to your program, and I force others to listen to you. I want you to know that the world is going to end in 2007. I know this, George, and please listen to me. I'll tell you exactly how it's going to end. Yellowstone National Park. There's a very large, active volcano underground.
That's true.
It's going to erupt, George, in 2007. I just want you to prepare yourself.
Well, there's not much we can do about that, Oscar. If it goes, it goes. What can we do?
The world is going to go into a global winter, George. It's going to be no sun, and the world is going to freeze. It's going to be ash covered everywhere.
Well, Oscar, and I do have to tell you what's so frightening about this is this caldera in Yellowstone is way overdue already. And, of course, I'm hoping that it's 1,000 years away or even longer. I mean, I'm not trying to pawn it off on other civilizations in the future, but
it's going to be in 2007. My father, Satan, told me this, George, and he's very happy about it because he likes.
I'm sure he would be.
Fire. Yes, George.
So, Oscar, what's it like being down there?
George, I'm actually not down there. I'm on planet Earth, and my job is to bring as many people as I can towards the devil, my father.
Are you in a human body right now?
At the moment, yes, George, I am.
Now, what happened to that person's soul? Did you take it over? What happened?
I take over the body, George, and that's how I'm physically calling you.
Okay, you take over the body. What happens to that person's identity, his memory? Is it gone?
That person, George, basically freezes unless I want them to come out, and then I can take over them. They can talk, and my voice can come through their voice, George.
Okay, now what about his friends, his family? Do they realize there's something wrong here with this person?
George, that's strictly if I want them to realize it. Sometimes, yes, George, I will. I will bring myself out. I will talk. I've had many priests, George, try to perform exorcisms unsuccessfully. I'm very strong in what I do, George. And like I said, I died an evil death in 1936, George. And I will always be good at what I do. And I am going to, until justice is made, which it can't be made, I'm going to have to linger on this earth until it disappears in 2007.
You know, good's going to beat you, though, Oscar.
George, evil's a very powerful thing.
Oh, I know that. Oh, believe me, I know that. But so is good in the right hands.
My father, George, Satan, was an angel. He's a fallen angel, and he's very powerful. If you ever have the opportunity, George, to visit hell, you will...
No. I don't have any plans to, Oscar.
It's a very, very amazing place, George.
All right. So you keep in touch with us from time to time, Oscar, but I'm not kidding you. Good will win out over evil all the time. First time caller line. You're up on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Bert, and I'm calling you from Winchester, Virginia.
Hi, Bert. Well, at least you're not calling me from down in the bowels
of
hell.
No, I'm not calling you from the pits. My gosh. That was strange. I'm the pulse on me, but a lady came in, a nurse who I thought was a nurse, came in and sat on my bed, took my hand and looked at me, and her face shone, not visibly, it just shone, and she said to me, she says, I see that you're in a lot of sorrow and trouble, she said, but why don't you talk to me about it? She said, it will be okay. And I said, oh, you don't want to hear my story. I said, I'm about ready to go through a divorce. My life was going upside down, and my tears were coming out of my eyes. But she shone, it was like an angel, and I do believe this day because I checked the next day, and there was no nurse that came in at that time. However, through that night when I figured that this all happened, when I left my body, the IV came out of my arm, and there was blood shooting all over the place, and nurses came in. That's when I woke up from this near-death experience, but I was up in a high ceiling, and all of a sudden I was looking out to this big, large door opening. It was like a portal going out of this earthly, and I went out into an area that was like dark on both sides, and it was kind of a dimly lit.
All right,
and
I'm with you. And
I saw ancestors I knew instinctively on both sides of kind of, well, almost like a pathway, about 20 feet in the air at this time, above the earth. And they were dressed in about 17th, 18th century because I sew clothing and I could tell by the type of clothing. But I knew instinctively, they were nodding their head. We were telepathically, they were saying, like, guides, come along, it's okay. Because it was a feeling of, like, fear and also euphoric feeling also at the same time because it was fantastic. I was out of my body. There was no pain. It was very exciting and yet kind of fearful. But these ancestors were giving me the okay that it was all right, and eventually I could see the light as I went through this tunnel type of experience, and I started traveling at a tremendous speed, and I mean I couldn't tell because there's nothing to determine it, but I just knew that I was going to this light as it became bright, and I became disassociated with the earth, and I was concentrating on this beautiful light, and I could hear the music of the universe. It was like I had my life spin backwards, and it was like I knew I wrote this down about 17.
Well, were you dying?
Yes, I was. I was losing blood, and I was actually dying. They couldn't get a pulse on me, and as I left my body, I was traveling to the light, and this, I could feel that I wrote it down about 18 years later. Like I felt I knew from the alpha to the omega, and I knew everything.
It sounds like you're telling me the entire 18-year story. Hurry up!
All right. So anyway, I got to the light, and the light was just, all of a sudden I could see, like, you know, you've seen the northern lights before, like prisms of lights.
Yep.
Towards, it was like other souls were going in at the same time, almost to the source, which I believe, and I said, I could put out my hand and touch the face of God, is how I felt. And at that moment, I knew I had to go back for some reason, my family, and I was back in the room again. And I had to go over to an angle, look down, and I looked in, and I was laying on the bed, and it was me. I was back in my body again. The doctors the next day gave me an endoscopy, and they couldn't find, I had pictures of the ulcer and everything was bleeding. They couldn't find it. They said, give him a rest for 20 minutes. The machine must be wrong. They scoped me again. It was
okay,
gone.
I need you to do me a favor. I need you to call me next week, and we'll finish it. I'll be back in a moment, though. We've got another hour of open line calls right here on Coast to Coast AM.
Want to time travel? Go back to past shows on Streamlink. Sign up online at coasttocoastam.com.